Okay, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, excuse me. I can't hear.
Connect liberation with self-realization. Because there are also different levels, like Shastra's Prabhupada also says, so self-realized thought, but it's not always, if they know their Siddha Swarup, he called them self-realized, many sadhus on different levels. So how to connect liberation with self-realization. Because to be liberated doesn't mean to be self-realized. So.
Well, there's different forms of liberation. And
yeah.
The goal of self-realization is liberation. I mean, to self-realize means you're liberated. And then there's five kinds of liberation. So what do you want to say?
I wanted to say, doesn't mean if you are liberated that you know what is your siddha there, that you are really in your swarup, you know what is your swarup in Krishna Lila, let us say. But there are different levels of self-realization. So, to know what is your level, where is your...
Well, if you want to know what your level of self-realization is, if you're a Gaudiya, you're asking about Gaudiyas, then you read Madhurya Kadambini. Because the ultimate self-realization for Gaudiyas is prema. And prema comes after many lifetimes. It's not so readily available. So when I say we're liberated, because we're liberated for the self-realized prema bhakti, he's doing the same thing I'm doing, or the same thing she's doing. Someone self-realized prema bhakti, he cooks for the Lord, he maybe do all the same things I'm doing. But there's a difference in the content of his consciousness. His consciousness is full of prema. And he's going to Boma Vrindavan when he dies. But where another person is self-realized and he's living a liberated life of bhakti bhajan all day, he'll again take another birth because he hasn't attained prema. He's on the level of nishtha, ruchi, or sakti. So that's the best way to look at it. Look at Madhurya Kadambini. Because once someone is on nishtha, he's doing nishtita bhakti, he's liberated. Because he's not...
From that level, it's already liberated.
Basically. Because his life activities are liberated. He may not be liberated because liberation means go to Krishna. I mean, there's five kinds of liberation. Sarupya Salokya. So going to Krishna's Salokya and getting your Siddhadeya, Sarupya, all that. So that's the level of prema. You go to the planet where Krishna is and you get a form like him. Of course, a form like Radharani if you're a Mandiri Bhav. So self-realization, liberation. I'm saying that nishtha because nishtha means you're steadily engaged in Krishna's service every available minute of the day. But until we come to bhava, Krishna can't really be directly served until we have to come to the level of bhava. Because Krishna's actually served in a bhavdeya with a body of bhav, not with a physical body. We're using a physical body in a liberated life at nishtha, sakti, ruchi, nishtha, ruchi, sakti, and bhav. Bhava bhakti, bhakti proper, actual real genuine bhakti begins at bhava. Because Krishna's worship with love, with different sentiments and feelings of love. Until we come to the level of bhava, we don't have those sentiments to please him and satisfy him. That's all I can say on that.